I know that you need your puppy time. You need time to just enter that sublime state of flow, that hypnotically susceptible puppo brain. Right, puppo? You need time to just be yourself. It's part of you. It was formative, and now it is structural. After all, you've paired puppy fun and having a ball in a nice run as a good puppy with so many positive things for me. You pair it with pleasure. Or you come here and you pair it with pleasure. Compare it with ongoing pleasure. Taking time to be your best puppy self and expand your mind, understanding that you benefit yourself when you fit yourself into an archetype, a mold, when you improv the play, when you bark and beg, come what may, hands and knees, or simply moving into position, easy as you please upon a suggestion. Submissive, docile, shapeable. You know what to do when your switch is on and you're submissive, docile, shapeable. What to do when you're blindfolded, when your senses are a little blocked. When the only thing playing in your ears is my words, when your mind is locked, playing over and over in puppy brain space. Use any tools you want, any toys, any accoutrements. Get in position, ready to obey and play and obey. Listen, sit, and wait as your best puppy self as I slide any and all of your toys and tools, maybe a hood. Maybe paw gloves slipping on and into place. You know what to do when this happens. And even if you did not know in advance to have anything prepared, you can think about it. Let it play out slow in your senses. Maybe you'd have a hood or headphones or anything that would limit and narrow the number of channels a good puppy has to deal with. Panting and snuffling. And mind shuffling the unnecessary complex thoughts to the background, playing the simplified foreground. It feels good. The simplified foreground, and it should. You might lap at the air, a puppy prepared to give and serve. You deserve to have something in your mouth. You want to have something in your mouth. That's okay. Covering you over, letting the dark, slow night take over. Night, night, pup. More than enough for you to lay back, knowing you can stop if you need to. Take a break if you need to. I'm here with you, encouraging you to close your eyes. You won't see anything even if they're open, staring, docile, synchronized with the way I'm vacant, too. I'm sleepity deep as well, just like you. And if you're not, I give you the opportunity to get more of your thoughts caught in how you're going to be a good pup. Thinking ahead to serving on hands and knees or serving in bed, using your tongue, using your paws, using your vital, enthusiastic body. Whatever you use, you see ahead to the moment where you're going to get to enjoy being a good pup. Visualizing, layering it over, giving you things to use your puppy senses for. Inhale. Wag your tail. Touch or paw at me, covered over with me. And remember indulgently when we're done this time. Down. This time to unwind deeper down. Why don't you just stay a good puppy for a little while? Put that thought in the mix, hold on to it. Think of you doing all your puppy tricks when you're out of time. To listen to me and these words of mine, you make some new ones, even if they sound like woof, woof. Barked little pup thoughts. Dull, empty little pup brain. Lots of opportunities to train you. Puppy brain's easy to train. Commands are easy to give. Making you steerable, trainable, biddable. All these suggestions and seeds of ideas live in you. Follow where I lead. It's time for us to lay together, stay together, mingle together on our way down into play. And in the way that puppies just curl up sometimes, curling up against someone, you entwine against me, laying out the scene. Even if I have to contend with some whimpering and some desperation, I can push against you, push you between my legs, give you a chance to easily beg toward purpose, contend with whimpering and desperation, and if you slobber, slurp, pant, and sink, become very devoted to all the things I invite you to think, then you'll be rewarded. That's the usual order of things. You do your trick, and you get rewarded, laying out the scene even if I have to push you deeper and simpler, rolling over. That way when you drive up the wall with pleasure, trying to hold on, balling up all that pleasure as a puppy, not knowing moderation, just being enthusiastic for me, don't know when it's stopping unless it's a command. Otherwise, you can enthusiastically let your emotions and urges get fun and out of hand with how eager and happy and face first and body vigorous you get, feeling good from your mouth, between your legs, or from all the whimpers that come pouring out after you beg, working you into a lather, bringing you to a heat, sliding my fingers over your tail hole, slipping you deeper and deeper and deeper down into the mental hole of powerful, potent weight and drag on your thoughts. Then into my grasp, indulgence. You are caught and your senses are here. Climbing inside your senses, dear. Getting to a place where all you're thinking about is being handled into place. And whether you are near to your next trance, or very distant indeed, some part of you gets to hold on to being a good puppy for me and just playing around. Roll over, pup. Paws up. Good job. Preparing you for the session to come. Letting you slobber and pant and just be yourself, hun. Good puppy. You may wear some gear for me if you have a hood or cuffs or anything else that would be puppy titillating. Enjoy them other times. Enjoy them here with me, but I'm telling you it's okay to unwind this programming into you without any of those things on hand. Sometimes, you may even have a plan to use specific toys or tools that feel good, that drop you. You should figure out what puppy things drop you into puppy space, put you firm in your puppy place, and let you whimper blindfolded further down, pushed to all fours or laid out. Your arms are free and legs are free, so you could slay on your back and splay them wide. Or drop on hands and knees, making something pretty clear. Your arms are free, your legs are free. If they are not, unbind them for me. On your hands and knees or down on all four paws, you can easily convince your body you're where you belong. Empty body and brain to be a good puppy. Fill it in with all that bubbly enthusiasm. Even if you're hooded and blindfolded, hearing very little, you can feel more down there. And the positions you adopt when you are down in puppy space, those positions are more influential to your mood and mind. So let's get that mind inside the right bounds for the play. Sliding my hands down, steering your hips, positioning you. You may feel me positioning you. You may crave for me positioning you, good puppy, ready to play. Geared up, hands and knees, in position. Stay, freeze, good clip on a leash. Curl my fingers in your collar, again.